Single airport policy ends. Don Mueang to be used for more budget flights. The government will scrap its single airport policy and encourage low-cost carriers to shift to Don Mueang Airport to help ease congestion at Sawanapum Airport. Transport Minister Jarupong Rum Sawan yesterday said expanding Sawanapum would take at least 5 years. In the meantime, Don Mueang could easily handle more than 16 million passengers a year, helping relieve pressure at Sawanapum. Don Mueang Airport will continue for the near future. It's clear that the single airport policy isn't practical due to the problems of congestion, Mr. Jarupong said. I don't want to say we're adopting a dual airport policy, but for the long term we must put Don Mueang to use. Don Mueang, officially opened for commercial service in 1924, was replaced as Bangkok's main international airport in 2006 with the opening of Sawanapum. Don Mueang reopened for commercial services this month after being shut for 4 months due to last year's floods. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat has said incentives should be offered to encourage low-cost airlines to shift to Don Mueang. Mr. Jarupong, quoting the Prime Minister, said 7 to 9 low-cost and chartered airlines could ultimately move to the older airport. Sawanapum is expected to handle 51 million passengers this year, up from 47.2 million in 2011 and well beyond its design capacity of 45 million. Flight delays of 15 to 30 minutes have been increasingly common in recent months, while passengers complain of lengthy queues at check-in and immigration counters. Authorities have long discussed plans to build a second terminal, satellite terminals, and 2 new runways to help double Sawanapum's passenger and cargo handling capacity. Previous policies called for Don Mueang's eventual closure, with former Transport Minister Supumpon Sawanatat saying in December that Sawanapum should be Bangkok's sole airport. Airline executives expressed reservations over the latest policy change. Orient Thai founder Udom Tantipasong said policy clarity was needed from the government. It's more convenient to operate from Don Mueang than Sawanapum, but the point is that a clear policy is needed. The government shouldn't mention a single airport approach one day, then change later. Mr. Udom said Orient Thai has had to move its operations 3 times in recent years, with staff forced to relocate each time. The flooding at Don Mueang late last year was another concern, he said, adding that the government needed to clearly explain its flood prevention plans for the airport.